Owen, great to have you on the show. How's things?
Good, Niall. Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'd say you're in great form. I seen you had a good win with the club with Whitehall Colm Kyll recently in the senior two. So you must have been delighted with that.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 weeks ago now, maybe at this stage, but it was great. We won it after a replay. So it was a good campaign. All the games were close enough, which makes it exciting and makes the finish all the sweeter. So, in the club, I don't have a massive amount of medals or success or anything like that. So it meant a lot to me and meant a lot to people that have been involved in the club for a long time in the background and players as well. So it was great.
And centre forward of all places, I've seen you scored 4 points from play. So you're getting up the field a bit more.
Yeah, well, maybe makeshift now. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it would translate across into inter-county, but it was more just try to catch the ball and run away from people. But I enjoyed it. A nice change of position. Try to play maybe a more expressive style of hurling than trying to stop people. So it was definitely a breath of fresh air.
Well, you got that experience in the hurling and the football this year with Whitehall. Did you find it enjoyable? I suppose it's not as... You're not, if you make a mistake, it's probably not, the consequences aren't as bad out there.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely more so than fullback. I've always been a forward in football. That's where I play is full forward. I really enjoy it. It's more of a different approach to games that you're trying to get on the score sheet, trying to make things click and happen. Whereas maybe as a back, sometimes you're going out to mark one of their key men and it's more about shutting them down and protecting a goal. So probably is a little bit more enjoyable in one aspect that you can try express yourself and try different things, try get on the score sheet, try maneuvers, run-ins behind, whatever the case may be. It's more of an expressive style than a stopper of a fullback.
Yeah, nice and refreshing, I'd say, to get out there. You had, I suppose, it was an interesting season last year. Like you started well with the Dublin Hurlers, and then a disappointing end, and then you went in with the Footballers. I suppose, like how did that come about? First of all, the link with the Footballers. Had you played underage, or was it just you got a call and you said you'd be mad to go?
I've always played football for the club, and I played minor and under 21 for Dublin teams. So suppose the link probably would have always been there. I had Daisy as a manager in minor and 21, so I'd know him well enough. So the split season offered an opportunity that wasn't there before, and unfortunately for the Hurlers, when we got knocked out early, it was a rare opportunity to try something new, and from my own opinion, try a fresh challenge and a new approach, and to try learn from a team that had been on the road a long time. So I was more than happy to take the opportunity up.
Like, were you surprised when you got that call, maybe 4 or 5 years out of playing underage with Dublin, and were you not expecting it?
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, as a player, you probably have to thought that you'd be thereabouts the level, but I suppose when the call came through, I never expected it in a split season kind of view, that maybe the thought had always crossed my mind that maybe at some stage I might try it a full year, but a split season I'd never considered. So from that aspect, I definitely was surprised. Yeah.
And how did you find it in there? Like, was there obviously different games, hurling and football, but how did you find the difference, I suppose, between the training? Is one of them, I suppose, hurling maybe, I don't know. Did you find it was much of a difference between the two in the camps?
Yeah, I was really surprised at the difference between them. Like, they're both obviously part of the GAA, but they're completely different games. And I was playing in a more central position with the footballers. I was playing maybe in more in the halfback line, midfield line, with the footballers, where I played full forward with the club. So it was a steep learning curve. From the tactics point of view, in terms of passing a man on, in terms of picking someone up, in terms of knowing when to run, when to hold back. So I couldn't get over the amount of difference between the hurling and the football. I think the hurling is very heavily tactics based, but it's so fast that it eliminates a lot of what teams try to do, and it's very much win your one-on-one battle to a large extent, and then the tactics come in after that. Whereas with the football, it might take with the opposition short kick out, might take 15-20 seconds to build the ball down the pitch, so it can be quite a lot of off the ball decisions, a lot of off the ball tactics. So it was definitely a unique learning curve for me. It was something maybe that I'll try to bring across some learnings into the hurling.
Yeah, I'd say it probably takes a little bit of getting used to that. Like maybe in the hurling, you're maybe more playing off instinct. And then in the football, like, is it a little bit of a surprise? You nearly have to check yourself a small bit before doing things maybe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like even small things like your defending style, that in hurling, you have to be so close to someone because they can score from any distance nearly at this stage and from the sideline and positions in football that you'd never even dream of shooting or taking a scoring opportunity. So your whole approach to defending it changed. In hurling, I take the opinion and approach that I try to stop my man getting the ball at all costs, whereas in football, it's not possible at all to do that you have to concede on a hand pass or a loop and hold him out and try to push him towards a sideline. So like I know, as I said already, they're both in the GA, but they're chalk and cheese when you really break it down.
I was listening to an interview with recently on, and where you talked about growing up and playing a bit of cricket when you were growing up, and I suppose it's a long way from hurling and it's a long way from Whitehall too. You might just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so it's a bit of an unusual story. My parents were working with a charity over in Botswana and Zimbabwe, so they lived there for 10 years, and I lived there for about, I think it was 6, maybe coming on 7 when I came to Ireland. So far from hurling is right where I was raised. So we were just like cricket on the streets, a lot of football, but kind of just more messing around as probably everyone at that age did. But it is certainly a more unique story that I never expected when I was playing cricket on the road in Zimbabwe that I'd be coming talking to you now as a Dublin hurler.
So what age were you when you moved over to Whitehall then?
Yeah, so I would have been, I moved straight to Whitehall from Zimbabwe, so I would have been about 6, I think, and then joined the local club as anyone would. Both my parents are from the country. My dad's from Moscow, my mom's from Wexford. So we live in the Whitehall catchment area. So a letter came in the door and we just went up to Ellen Fields there beside Whitehall Church, and I suppose never looked back from then.
How did you find it moving over? I suppose you're only 6, you won't remember too much, but maybe the cold weather might have been a bit of a shock.
I remember a surprise. I remember the rain. The culture shock was something else that it was a completely different climate, completely different people. The idea of wearing a coat outside and even things like runners and trousers, we'd always just leg it around in your bare feet and a pair of shorts, whereas you come to Ireland and it's ball to cold, and when you ran out on the road to play football and you're in your bare feet, you're kind of getting a few looks. But as a kid, you adapt quite quickly. You know, people were great at helping us set in the club, and I have 3 other brothers who are making the same transition, so we were all fairly handy at that age, so the club were fairly welcoming in and making sure we adapted quite quickly.
Lovely. Yeah. I'd say we're just running out of time there on, but I suppose looking ahead to next year, a new manager in Micheál Donoghue, and we were actually talking to Paddy Smith recently, and he said he never had any doubt in his mind that you were going to come back to the hurlers. So you're all systems go for next year anyway.
Yeah, well, I suppose the line I've been using, Niall, is I never left the hurlers. The hurling was finished up for the year, and I put a message in the WhatsApp saying that I'll be back ready for this year, and that's the plan I'm sticking to.
If you're looking forward to the year, have you been talking to Micheál yet? Or I suppose it's probably...
I've been chatting to him. I think it's a brilliant appointment. You know, he's been there and done it and won at the highest level. So we have a lot to learn from him. And he's a great backroom team coming in with him. So I think he knows what it takes, and he knows the structure and system to put in place. And it's just up to players then to take responsibility and to drive things, because that's really who crosses the white line at the end of the day. And it's players that have to stand up to it.
Okay. And obviously, like, you've lost one or two players, but I suppose you'd see from winning with your own club in the senior two, there was a bit of controversy with Niamh Barrow at the weekend, but they had a good win too, and Kilmacud are going well. So I suppose you'd see that there's there's plenty of young players and new players putting their hands up as well.
Of course, yeah, and I think you see the age profile across the board getting younger and younger. So yeah, exciting to get some new talent into the group. I think there's a lot of players across Dublin that have had gym programs from early ages. They've been have really good hurling coaches. They've been hurling on walls and everything like that. So I think there's a lot of talent coming through, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can add to the team and the setup. And the approach we've always taken is that when one person steps away, it's just the next man up and they fill the role.
Okay, and just last question, thoughts on the new Dublin jersey?
I'm a big fan. I'm wearing it here. I don't know if you can see. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I think it's maybe more of a back to Dublin's roots with the Navy, but I'm a big fan. I'm looking forward to seeing it in a team environment. But I think that the reaction has been fairly positive.
That's good. Listen, thanks a million for that one. Best of luck.
Niall, good to see you again. All the best.